So glad that you are here this morning and that you are enjoying one another's company and blessing one another. That's awesome. So thank you for coming, especially, I'm ringing just a tiny bit up here in the monitor. No monitors. Take me out of those monitors. Thank you. If it's your first time, we're glad that you're here. And if it's your second time, we're glad that you came back. Thank you for coming and checking us out again. Still, that is very distracting for me, so I'm easily distracted. our mission here at Mercy Vineyard Church, we say it every Sunday, right? So you guys should be able to say it by heart without me even putting the slide up, huh? Except we're going to do it anyway because we're nice that way. So, Bill, can we have our mission statement up there so we can all say it together? We here at Mercy Vineyard are living a passionate mission to love, grow, and go for the greater glory of God. Good job, you guys. Bonus points for anybody who can name what game that's from. What game is that from? Nobody knows. I think we were the only ones that played that game. Golden Axe. Golden Axe, folks. Yeah. Okay. I lost you again. So Lee and I used to play a game, and I used to skunk him in it. So that's Golden Axe. Just, you know. If you didn't have Sega Genesis, that's what it was on. So, yeah. Anyway, we are wrapping up our three-part series on leveling up. That's why we have video game paraphernalia or whatever. I don't know what you want to call it. Up on the screen the last 3 weeks. The first 2 weeks ago, Lee talked about leveling up in our time in the Word and reading God's Word and in Bible reading. So just curious, who of you have changed your Bible reading habits a little bit? So maybe you're reading a little bit more, spending a little more time. Oh, that's awesome. Yay. Me too. Because we can all level up, right? It doesn't matter what point we're at in our walk. We can all do something to level up. So then last week, Lee talked about worship. And so I have the distinct privilege of watching all of you worship from up here. So I'm seeing some leveling up. So kudos. Good job. We got to level up in our worship, right? That's how we grow in relationship with God, is to continue to grow, right? And so God is constantly drawing us to grow in our faith. God is constantly drawing us to come closer to Him and to become more like Him. Pay no attention. They've got it all covered. It's fine. Over there, they've got it all covered. So we are drawn by Christ to grow more like Him and to love others sacrificially. So what we're going to talk about leveling up in today is prayer. Yeah. I say prayer and y'all go, oh. And be honest, some of you might think, oh, boring. We're going to talk about prayer. Of course we're going to talk about prayer. This is church. And if we wouldn't be a good church if we didn't talk about prayer. And sometimes prayer can seem like a homework assignment, right? Sometimes we think of prayer as being something that we do when we need something. We need God to do something. So then we start talking to Him a lot, don't we? If we really need something. But when we first become part of God's kingdom, we know that we should pray, but we don't even know always why or how, right? And prayer is a child for me. When I was a kid, I grew up in a Christian home, and we prayed at meals, and we did Advent together. We prayed together as a family quite a bit. If we were going to go on a long trip, everybody, okay, gather around, we're going to pray. You know, this is how I grew up. But which is a good thing. But when I was small, I only prayed when I needed something or I was in trouble, right? There's a test and I didn't study, so I'm going to pray, right? It wasn't necessarily a regular part. I just knew that it was something I should do. And then as I grew older into my teen years, I started to make it more regular part of my life. But it still was like, you know, something I should do. and I wasn't always consistent, but because I knew, well, if I'm a Christian, I need to pray, that's why I did it. Just being honest. So now my prayer life is really important to me, but honestly, sometimes I don't make time for it like I should. Or I'm often distracted when I sit down to pray, or sometimes I fall asleep when I pray. Anybody else? Okay. Yeah. You're sitting still for that long, and your eyes, especially if you close your eyes to pray, oh, that's trouble. So, yeah, it's something that we all can struggle with. So several years ago, before we planted the church, Lee was working at another ministry, and he was also building a web marketing business online, and so that was just getting off the ground. And he was laid off from the ministry he was working for. So our income was cut down to about $17,000 a year, because that's what we were making on the business, because it was a brand new business. And we were a family of five, obviously, and living off of $17,000. And you guys, if some of you have heard this story before. So you know how I talked about how we pray when we need something or we're in trouble? I prayed a lot that year. I got really close to God during that year, year and a half, whatever it was. And so I got really nervous, obviously. I was worried a lot, so I prayed a lot. And there was one point that we desperately needed a specific amount of money because we had our car registration was due, and then we also had a medical bill that was out of the ordinary. So because we lived, you know, very tight budget. So anything extra like car registration and medical bills were like. And so one morning I was praying about it, and I said, God, and I don't often do this, but I was desperate. I said, God, would you please get us this amount? And I gave him a specific amount. I said, by the end of the day. Those are high stakes because, you know, God doesn't always answer things in our timing, right? And so I don't often ask that because I know God's timing is perfect. So my timing might not be perfect, but that those bills were due. And so I just said, God, would you please do this? And by the end of that day, we had friends call us and say, God told us that we were to give you this amount of money, and it was actually a little bit more than what we needed. And they said, and then we were praying about it because we were going to give it to you, because we were going to see them the following week. And they said, no, God said give it to you today, so we're going to drop by and give it to you today. That is an amazing answer to prayer, right? And that was there was more than one incident like that during that year, and it wasn't always God telling somebody to give us money. Sometimes it was just somebody slipping a Hy-Vee gift card in our mail slot, or leaving. We had literally somebody left groceries on our porch. Still to this day, don't know who did it. So you just never know how God's going to provide, right? But that was specifically an answer to prayer. There were times in prayer where I would get a hint of the direction that God was leading us, because during that time we were like, well, God, what's next? You know, obviously we can't live off of this for the rest of our lives. We knew that God had something for us in ministry, and obviously this was it, but I would get this hint of the direction God was leading us, and then in prayer, because of my prayer and asking him, what do you have for us, there would be a confirmation that would come, whether it was just something that God spoke to me while we were praying or something somebody else spoke to me. And it was a confirmation because he was already showing me that, and then somebody would say something that confirmed that. And sometimes it wasn't about, God, tell me what to do, or we need help. Sometimes it was just about experiencing his peace in the midst of what felt like chaos. You know, we weren't making what we needed to make, and we didn't know where we were going next, and that feels pretty chaotic. And so to experience his peace in the midst of that during my times of prayer was amazing. The verse for this series that we've been using is Ephesians 4:15. It says, instead we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. Growing in every way more and more like Christ. So have you noticed that the more time you spend with someone, the more you start to pick up their mannerisms? You talk like them, maybe, or you sometimes even think like them. spouses can start to think alike, right? Talk alike, act alike. No? But we become, because we're supposed to become more and more like Christ, right? But the more time we spend with him is how we become more and more like him. We just start to take on his mannerisms. We start to talk like him. We start to think like him. And we can all come up with reasons that we don't pray as often as we should, right? I have no time. I don't know what to say. I have no time alone. That's a mom, right? All moms. I don't have any time alone. Constant interruptions. Oh, please. My son just raised his hand. I have no time alone. I don't even know what he's talking about. Yeah, okay. Let's be honest. Sometimes we struggle to spend time with God, don't we? I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one. We have good intentions, but we just end up quickly reading through a passage so that we can check off that we did our devotions that day. Saying a quick prayer. I prayed. Sweet. You know, and not that that's wrong, but don't you want more? Right? Don't you want to become more and more like Christ? Don't you want your prayer life to be alive and like something that you look forward to doing instead of something, okay, I better do this so I can check it off my list, or that when so-and-so asks me, did I pray, I can say yes. We want it to be more than that, don't we? I do. And sometimes we actually believe the lie that prayer does nothing, and so we don't pray. And so our whole series has been about leveling up, and obviously we use video games. So I was thinking about this, like, because I don't know a whole lot about video games. What does that mean to level up in prayer in regards to video games? So I thought of Super Mario Brothers because that's one I know. And when you're running through and you start out as the little guy, right? And you're running through and then you get the, what's the thing that makes you bigger? The mushroom. Thank you. And the mushroom, and you get bigger, right? So then, if you go along and you get hit by an enemy or something, you know, you don't die like you would if you were little. You just get smaller, but you get to keep going, right? That's what prayer is like. I know it's a stretch. Follow me here. If you are spending time in prayer, if you are spending time with God, you have more power to take it to the next level. When you're hit with something, when the enemy comes, when circumstances come your way, you're not going to necessarily die, fall off the cliff, whatever, you know, you want to use. You can keep going because you have that relationship with God to keep you going. You have that power to keep going. And we can try to keep going without prayer, but we're not going to get very far in our relationship with God without it, right? We all have times that we're in need of peace or strength. I'm sure there are times that you wish you knew what to do. You wish God would just tell you what to do. You want direction. And I believe that just like we do things to spark life in relationships that we have, you know, with our spouse or with our friends, sometimes we think, oh, we do the same thing all the time. Let's do something different, right? We do that in our relationships, but we can do that in our walk with God. We can do things to spark life into our prayer life again. And no matter what level you're in, and even if you haven't started the game yet, you can always level up in your prayer life. So we're going to talk about that, but let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that you gave us the ability to talk to you and to listen for your voice, to actually hear your voice. Lord, that you aren't some distant and aloof God, but you are God who wants to be in relationship with us, who wants to draw close to us and draw us close to you, and through that you make us more like you. So God, I pray that you would speak to us, that each person would get exactly, specifically what you have for them this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so first off, if you don't remember anything else, remember this. Prayer is what builds our relationship with God. That sounds like a duh thing, but sometimes we forget, don't we? Because prayer is our communication with God, and we were made for relationship with God. That's what we were created for. Jesus made it possible for us to be in that relationship. Just as we're moving into Resurrection Sunday, we had sin that separated us from God. But in Romans 8, we read that because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we've been adopted as God's children. So we're his kids. That's exciting. Guys, don't look excited. That's exciting. We're God's kids. And the psalmist says that God is our source of joy. We read that in Psalm 43, verses 3 and 4. It says, "Send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountains, to the place where you live. There I will go to the altar of God, to God, the source of all my joy." So if he's the source, if that's true, if he's the source of all our joy, why would we rather sleep in than be with him? Why would we rather do other things than be with him if he's the source of all our joy, right? I'm saying that to myself too. But here's why. We don't trust that that's true. Because if we trusted it was true, we would act on it. And the answer is not to grit our teeth and try harder. Just do it, pray more. That's not necessarily the answer. It doesn't always work. But we can pray what the psalmist prayed, send out your light and your truth. Ask God to send his light and his truth to you so that you can see and feel that he truly is the source of your joy, right? Because if we truly believe that, if we believe he's the source of all our joy, prayer would come a whole lot easier, wouldn't it? Yeah. And that time in prayer with him will stoke your feelings of love. It will bring that joy that you're longing for. And you know, relationships are built on communication. So you can't have a good friendship if you don't talk with and listen to your friend. I know we all have friends on Facebook that we don't talk to ever, right? We don't communicate with ever. So if we saw them in real life, how many of you see Facebook friends in real life and you don't talk to each other? And you look right at each other. But it's kind of like weird, because what do you say? And it's weird because you kind of know about them and their life because of what they post, but you never talk. It's just weird. So we don't really consider those our good friends. Our good friends are the ones that we communicate with, we talk to. And if we don't talk with them, if you haven't talked to a friend in over a year, do you count them among your closest friends? Probably not, because you don't talk, you don't communicate. And our relationship with God is like that. If you don't talk to him and you don't communicate with him and you're not listening for him to talk to you, that's not much of a relationship. It's really not one at all. Because our friendships can't grow without communication, and it's the same with God. And so prayer has to take priority in our lives. It has to. Because if we want our relationship with God to grow, we need to spend time with him. It's that simple. Jesus prayed when he was on the earth, Mark 1:35. And did Jesus pray because God didn't know what was going on in his heart and Jesus needed to tell God everything? No, Jesus is God. So God knew everything that was on Jesus' heart, just like he knows everything that's on our heart. But if Jesus still prayed, then shouldn't we? I mean, if the Son of God, the one who is God, God in the flesh, still prayed, I think that we should too. In fact, when instructing his disciples on how to pray in Matthew 6, Jesus said, "When you pray." Not if you pray, but when you pray. So he was pretty much expecting that we're all going to pray as his disciples. We're going to spend time talking to God. And it actually helps build faith and trust when we wait on answers to prayer. I hate waiting on answers to prayer. Thank you for that. I hate it. I'm just being honest with you. I want God to answer me like that. And I think a lot of us are like that. But he knows what's best for us, and he knows that as we wait, we build faith. As we wait, our trust has to grow, right? Because if he answered you instantly every time with a yes, you don't have to build much trust, do you? You just know he's always going to answer you. And sometimes we get a yes, sometimes we get a wait, sometimes we get a no, and we pretty much know why, or we can figure out why pretty soon. And sometimes we get a no and we never know the answer why. And that's a hard spot to be in. And Corrie Ten Boom said, when a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away the ticket and jump off. You sit still and trust the driver. So when we're waiting on God and wondering what's he gonna say, why isn't he answering me? That's when we just have to sit still and trust the driver, right? He knows what he's doing. So if relationships are built on communication, and communication with God is prayer, that's done through prayer, then even beyond that, there are rewards to prayer. I bet you didn't know that. We've got three rewards to prayer. They all start with P, which is going to make it super simple for you to remember. Okay? Number one is peace. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 say, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. Then you will experience God's peace. So then you will experience God's peace when you tell God what you need, right? And thank him for all he's done. And that peace exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So we can have peace regardless of our circumstances, which is really beyond our understanding. There have been times when I feel at peace, like there's stuff going on in my life, and I feel this peace, and I'm like, this is weird. I shouldn't feel, like, peaceful right now. I should be worried, because this is a really big deal. But I'm not worried. And that's God's peace that passes understanding. We don't get it. We don't understand why we feel at peace, but we do. And that's an amazing peace. Number two, the reward to prayer is perspective. Right? The worries of life begin to not seem so insurmountable when we're bringing them to God in prayer, because then we're focusing on his greatness. We're focusing on how big he is, and we're not looking at our problems as much. So it brings perspective. And then the third P is power. Lee shared a few weeks ago from James 5 how the earnest or sincere prayers of a righteous person have great power and produce wonderful results, right? So if you're a child of God, you are that righteous person, and your sincere prayers have power. In relationships with friends, the more you talk with them, the more you can predict what they're going to say, right? So if you have a really super close friend and you're going to go to them for advice, you pretty much know what they're going to say before you ask them, don't you? You know, I can go to Lee and I could say, what do you think about this particular situation? And I know what he's going to say. I just do. And it's even when we pour our hearts out to our friends and we sit and we're not looking for advice, but we just share what's on our minds and what's in our hearts, we feel this comfort, don't we? We feel a sense of comfort. They don't even have to say anything. But just listening to us, we feel that sense of comfort. And with an active prayer life, it's like that, only better. It's like having an amazing friend. And the more time you spend with him, the more you just know what he's going to say. Before you even ask him, you know what he's going to say because you've been spending time with him. You know his heart, right? Not all the time, but a lot, but as we grow in him, we will. And when we sit and just share with him, that sense of his presence brings that peace and that just amazing comfort that we can receive only from him. So prayer actually changes us. It gives us peace, it gives us perspective, and it changes our circumstances because it gives us power. So that's pretty amazing, right? Yes! You guys are not saying yes loud enough, because that's pretty amazing, right? Yeah. Thank you. Sorry, just want to make sure you're awake. So what are some ways we can level up in prayer? Because we know this is exciting. This is something that we can do to grow stronger in the Lord, to get closer to him. But how can we do that? Because like we said, sometimes we have to spark life into our prayer lives, right? Well, we've used this acronym here before to help guide you through prayer, but I wanted to talk about it this morning because it's really helpful to me oftentimes in prayer, and it's ACTS, A-C-T-S. And each of these letters will talk about what they stand for. So the first one, A, in ACTS stands for adoration. So we're saying, I love you. We're just starting out our prayer telling God that we love him. That's adoration. And if that's all you say, I love you, that's a prayer. God loves to hear us say, I love you, and then when we start to acknowledge who he is and how wonderful he is and how powerful he is, that's when our perspective and our priorities start to change. Okay, and then the C stands for confession. So we say, I'm sorry, right? When we've done something that maybe we need to ask for forgiveness for, we can say, I'm sorry to him. And you don't have to labor over this. God, is there anything? Is there anything? Is there anything? If you can't think of anything, if nothing's coming to mind, move on. But there's got to be something. You know, if you don't think of what it is and there is something, it's not like God's going to condemn you. Okay? He will bring it to your mind if there's something there to ask forgiveness for. And the Holy Spirit will bring it because the Bible says that the Spirit helps us to pray. So you can rest in that. Just ask him, is there anything I need to confess if you don't know what it is? Okay, the T stands for thanksgiving. So we say thank you. Because gratitude helps us to see all the ways that God is working in our lives. When we begin to thank him, and you know, maybe in your life you're going through really nasty circumstances, and the only thing you can think to say is thank you for salvation, that's a start. And you can begin to thank him for the things that he's already given you through his word and through salvation. And as you begin to do that, more things start to bubble up, and the gratitude just starts to come out. And as we think about his faithfulness and how wonderful he is, we automatically draw closer to him. Because when you think about all the positive traits about your spouse or your friend, don't you start to just really love them more? When you start to dwell on the positive things. So that's what we do when we're with God. And then the S stands for supplication, which is basically saying, please. This is where we ask God, like it says in Philippians 4, tell him what we need. He knows everything. He knows what we need. So we think, why should I ask for it? Well, when we ask him for it, we're acknowledging our need for him. We're acknowledging that we can't do it without him. And don't you just, you know, when your kids come in the room and you know they need something, don't you want them to ask you? It's just nice, right? And so God just wants us to tell him what's on our heart. And that's another way of gaining perspective as well. So we say, I love you. We say, I'm sorry. We say, thank you. And we say, please. That's pretty easy to remember, isn't it? Acts. So those of you who are in Alpha, you'll remember this because a few weeks ago we talked about prayer in Alpha. And there was one particular person on the video that gave some encouragement about prayer that I think I'm going to share again. So it's a repeat for those of you who were in Alpha, but it was really good. So you're welcome. You get to hear it again. But this thing, I think, just simplifies prayer for all of us. And there are three things he said. First of all, keep it simple. Because flowery words aren't necessary. We don't have to move into King James talk to pray, do we? I hope not, because I can't do it very well. I can just talk to him like this. The same way I'm talking to you, keep it simple, right? And when you're using the ACTS method, you can say those things that we just said. I'm sorry, I love you, thank you, please. Keep it simple. The second thing is to keep it honest. You don't have to be in a particular mood to pray. Have you ever thought, I really should pray, but I'm in a bad mood? That's a perfect time to pray. That's when you probably need to pray, right? Gain some perspective. So sometimes, if we're grumpy or upset, those negative emotions can be the fuel for prayer. You just start there with where you are in that moment. God, and this is me often, honestly. God, I am just really frustrated right now, and I just need to tell you what's going on. That's how my prayer will start sometimes. So the Psalms are an excellent example of starting prayer out with negative emotions and ending up in praise. You can read a lot of Psalms like that where David was like, what the heck, God? And by the end, he's like, you're so awesome. And you could see his attitude change throughout the prayer. So we have keep it simple, keep it honest, and keep it going. So no matter where you are, what you're doing, you can pray. You can pray for those that are around you. You can just talk to God about what's happening right then or what's on your mind. You could just be telling him that you love him. just keep it going. I was thinking about this the other day, and this is part of the challenge that I have for you today, is just to start wherever you are. So when you're getting ready for school or work, I had an early appointment last week, and I was getting ready, and I was running late, and I was like, man, I didn't leave time to pray. I was in the bathroom doing my thing, and I thought, I could just be praying right now while I get ready. You know, sometimes we think prayer has to look a certain way. It has to, you know, we need to get our Bible, and we need to get our books and our coffee. If you look at Instagram, you have to have these specific things when you do your devotionals. You don't. Sometimes prayer is in the shower. Sometimes prayer is in the car on the way to work. Sometimes prayer is when you're walking down the hall at school. Sometimes prayer is in the bathroom while you're getting ready. But that's better than not praying at all, right? And that's still talking to God. It's not like God says, well, you were getting ready at that time, so that prayer wasn't quite as powerful. So when you're sitting down with your coffee and your Bible, we'll talk again. No way. He's like, sweet, she came to talk to me. You know, he's just excited that we're there. So wherever you are, talk to him. Talk to him while you make dinner. Talk to him about whatever verse you read that day, and just start the conversation from wherever you are. A relationship without conversation is not a relationship. So no matter where you are in your prayer life, there's always room to level up. There's always room to grow. So, I mean, really, we have to lay aside our excuses, because if we can pray anywhere, and if we can talk to God about anything, and there's no specific, I gave you like a formula, but you don't have to pray that way. God just wants you to come, you know, converse with him. So if there's no specific formula, then we have no excuse, do we? We have no excuse not to pray. And you don't have to say it out loud either. You can say it in your head. I do that a lot out in public. Have you ever had to pray in public so that you bite your tongue and not say things out loud? So you can pray up here. But it's all about talking to God. And it's, you know, even if you've been making excuses, it's not like God is sitting there angry and upset, and that when you do go to pray, he's going to go, oh, it's about time. I've been waiting for you to come talk to me. He's not going to do that. That's not who he is. That's not in his nature. That's not in his character. He's going to be excited. You know, there's that verse that says, the Lord said to me, come and talk with me. And I said, Lord, I'm coming. He's just waiting for you to come and talk to him. So start that conversation. You know, if you're married and your spouse never took the time to talk to you, would you feel like they cared about your relationship? Would you feel like they cared about growing in your relationship? I wouldn't. But I also don't wait until we're sitting down face to face, eye to eye, and okay, now we're going to have a conversation. We have to talk while we're doing other things, right? We have to converse throughout our day. So start the conversation with the Lord. He's waiting. And you'll find that the more that you talk to him, the more you want to talk to him. The peace that you have, the more you want to go to him with things, and the more you want to make time. Like, man, that was awesome when I was talking to him in the shower this morning. I want to continue that conversation later. And I have an extra challenge for you, because I know you're up for it. Is to keep a notebook where you write what you're asking God for. There's been periods of time in my life where and I'm not saying you have to write every prayer, but if there's something specific, like that time I was asking God for that specific amount of money on that specific day, I wrote it down. And then when he gave it to us, I wrote that down. And then when I'm lacking faith, I can go back and look and go, look, he does answer prayer. He does listen to me. He does care. So when God answers your prayer, or when you get an idea that you think he might be speaking to you through prayer, write it down and see how your relationship with him starts to grow. And we're going into 3 days of prayer and fasting, right? So starting tonight, we'll be meeting here at 6 o'clock to pray, Monday night and Tuesday night, 6 to 7 to pray. And if you can't come right at 6, that's okay. Come when you can, leave when you have to. It's not you know, formal. We just want you to come and start the conversation with God, and we'll give you things to pray for. So if you don't know what to pray, we'll tell you what to pray. That makes it easier, right? And you can spend time in His presence. But I mean, the prayer is all about God calling you into a deeper love relationship with Him. It's not about calling you to religion or obligation. It's about relationship. It's about calling you deeper. Come talk with me. And if we really grasped His love for us, then there's nothing that would keep us from spending time with Him. So my prayer for you is that you really truly understand how much God loves you and how much He wants to spend time with you. So before we spend some time just loving on Him and letting Him love on us, let's pray together. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come. We thank you so much that you desire relationship with us. And God, we ask that you would forgive us for our excuses for not reciprocating in that relationship. And we thank you that when we come to you, you're not going to berate us or tell us how mad y'all are for not coming earlier. You're just going to be grateful that we came. God, I thank you that in Christ there's no condemnation. I just feel like there's someone here this morning that you do feel condemnation. You feel like because you haven't spent time in prayer, you feel guilty. And God is saying, don't feel guilty. That guilt is not from me. I'm drawing you to me. It's not about obligation. It's about relationship. God, I just pray that there would be no guilt, no condemnation, but God, that you would just shower your love over that person, over all of us, so that we would realize that you're calling us into deep relationship with you. You call us deeper. In fact, you wanted that relationship so much that you sent Jesus to make a way for us to have that relationship. And you won't deny it to us. God, speak to each heart about ways that we can grow in our prayer life, ways that we can grow in our relationship with you, God. And I pray that you would give action steps, God, to each person here today. Just one thing they can do. Even if it's just, I'm going to start praying, right? As I'm falling to sleep, I'm going to pray in my mind. I'm going to talk to Jesus. And God, I pray that you would just revolutionize the way we think about prayer, and that we would see it as an opportunity to be with the one who loves us more than anyone else. God, we honor you, we love you, we worship you. In Jesus' name.